Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Eric Barlow officially launches Wyoming governor bid. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County rancher and Republican State Senator Eric Barlow has officially entered the race for governor of Wyoming. Barlow, a Gillette native and U.S. Marine veteran, has served in the state legislature since 2013, including time as Speaker of the House. In his announcement, Barlow pledged to defend conservative values, protect private property rights, and keep Washington, D.C. out of Wyoming's business. His campaign platform includes energy independence, property tax relief, better access to health care, and safeguarding public lands. Barlow says his approach will focus on listening to voters at local events, county fairs, and kitchen table conversations.
In all of this public service, I've stayed true to a couple of key principles. It's part of the reason we're doing this in Wright. You show up, you listen, you learn, and then you go do something to make a difference, to get results for the people of the communities you're representing. And I hope that's what I've been able to do here. And I plan on doing that as your next governor.
He sponsored several bills in the last legislative session, including wildlife management updates, sage-grouse habitat protections, fair warranty rates for auto dealers, and expansion of agrotourism under recreation laws. Barlow joins Brent Bine and Joseph Kibler in the 2026 race to succeed term-limited Governor Mark Gordon. Trump-linked attorney seeks Supreme Court review of Wyoming corner crossing case. A high-profile attorney connected to President Donald Trump's 2020 election challenges is backing a push to take Wyoming's corner crossing controversy to the U.S. Supreme Court. According to Wildfile, John Eastman, known for his January 6th rally appearance, told Wildfile he plans to file a brief supporting rancher owner Fred Eshelman's petition. Eshelman is challenging a federal appeals court ruling that four hunters did not trespass when they stepped from one parcel of public land to another at a shared corner passing through airspace above his private ranch. Eastman argues the ruling violates the Constitution's takings clause and impacts vast swaths of private property nationwide. If the Supreme Court takes the case, it could affect access to millions of acres of corner-locked public land across the West. The Tenth Circuit's decision currently stands in Wyoming and five other states. Briefs supporting or opposing Supreme Court review are due by mid-September. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.